My name's Dennis Galloway. I've got a couple questions for you. Have you ever failed to get a goal or to accomplish something? I know I have. How would you like a proven method or a process that you can use to actually accomplish something and accomplish those goals that seem to be elusive for you? I know I would. That's why I developed this. And I want to present it to you because I think it's something you can use. I've been a breakthrough expert, helping people since 1976 accomplish what they want and enjoying the process. So I'm here to teach you a system that you can apply to setting your goals or achieving them. And this system you can use the rest of your life. Keep it as it is, modify it if you want, but however you choose, I think this training is going to give you a feeling of being empowered. Yes, I can do this. Absolutely. Now I have a way of getting through this barrier that seems to be in front of me and getting a process that I can use. But in order for you to get the most out of this, you need to take a minute, get yourself a pencil or a pen and some paper to write down on so that you can take some notes while you're listening to this. Because some of the things I'm going to tell you, you may have heard before. But while you're listening, new thoughts will come to you, triggered by what I'm telling you and I'm teaching you. Write those ideas down. They will be important. So let me explain something about this. People who have been successful in life have always had a system to be able to be successful, to be able to accomplish what they set out to do. So, I can give you a little background here on me. I always struggled with getting goals done. I would see a new car or a house I liked, but no matter how hard I prayed or asked Santa Claus, I never got it. Although, there were times I would accomplish a few things that I set out to do, but it was never consistent. It always seemed to be hit and miss. However, if I signed up for a course at a college or a school or online, I was always seemed to get that done. Or if I bought a kit and it had plans in it and I followed those plans, I was always able to build whatever it is the kit was setting up to build. So what's the difference between me wishing for something, seeing something and said, oh, I want that, and taking a class that had step-by-step process, and I could see what I was going to get before I even got it? Well, I'll explain why the difference and why one works and the other doesn't. Getting it done is what I'm going to teach you how to do, and it's two parts. 90% of it is head work, and 10% of it is hard work. So let me explain what I mean by that. Part one, the mind game. You have to have your head in the right place to begin with. Your mindset, or how you look at things, determines the outcome you're going to have. And this is true in everything you do in life. I think Henry Ford said one time, if you think you can, or you think you cannot, either way, you're right. It's a mindset. Most people, and me included, find themselves hitting a wall sometimes when they go for a goal. They get stuck and can't seem to get through or around the wall no matter what they've been doing or how hard they try. So, picture this in your mind. Here's a person who's looking forward and they see this thing they want. Let's say job promotion or a new car or something, or maybe an increase in income or a new relationship. And so they set their goals, they set their mind, that's what I want. And as they go for it, they keep getting set back. They keep hitting this barrier or this wall or there's something that's in their way and they never seem to reach it. And when they hit that wall, they bounce back to what they're familiar with. And they tell themselves, well, maybe I didn't need that after all. Maybe I didn't need that new car. Maybe I don't really want a new relationship. Maybe I'm happy with the money I have now. So they go back to what they're comfortable with. They go back to what they're familiar with. And they stay there for a while, and then they look out and they say, no, I really do want that. I really want that. And they go for it again, and they run into the same wall. So have you ever had this experience? I have. I can tell you. In my career, I struggled as a young engineer in companies. Sure, engineering was kind of interesting work, but I had a young family, growing, more demands, needed more money. So I said, all right, I need to become a manager, get better pay, maybe better hours or whatever. And I said, all right, I'm going to be a manager. That's what I want to do. But no matter how many times I tried to get there, always I ran into the wall and never got that opportunity. I always blaming others. I had blamed my boss for not recognizing my talent. I blamed myself for not having the right education or experience. I blamed my family for not wanting me to get that job because it would spend more time at the office. So I blamed others for this barrier that I put up. And I couldn't see beyond that of how to get that goal, how to become that manager. Then something changed, and I'll explain how this worked. Something changed, and I was able to become that manager. I got that job. I became responsible for a product line worth millions of dollars worldwide. How did I do that? Well, let me give you a little bit of background. The brain itself, when it looks at something, actually has two parts. It's the conscious and the subconscious. The conscious operates on about 40 things a second, while the subconscious is around 40,000 operations a second. Your subconscious is where your belief system is. Your conscious is where a lot of your awareness is. You know, I want that goal, I want that item. But the subconscious itself has a certain rule set that's set up to help you survive life. And these rules were put in there by your parents or your church leaders or other people who were trying to teach you things to use in your life to be able to help you make decisions. Now, some of the things you learned probably are not helping you out now. You learned these between the ages of when you were born till about 11 years old. That's when your belief system is really put in place. You things like, you know what? Money doesn't grow on trees. It's hard to get. You know what? I'm stupid. I don't know things very quickly, and I'm slow thinking. You know what? I'm too old for that. You know what? I'm too young for that. So you have these preset beliefs. And when you set up a goal and you're going to go for something, like, for example, I was trying to go for this management position. And so I felt that I might be too young. So I started thinking, no, I'm old enough. I'm starting to think, well, I don't have the education. Then I started saying to myself, yes, I do have the education. And I started believing these things over and over and over. And it gave me the confidence that I applied for the new position. And through that confidence came through and I got it. Most of these things I'm talking about, people say, they're declarations. I'm not talking about mantras or affirmations, oh, I'm a good person. I'm talking about things that you say to yourself that are opposite of your belief, like, I don't deserve a new car. And then you say, I do deserve a new car. And you say, I don't have enough money. And you say, I do have enough money. These things you set up so that you tear down that wall between you and your goal. And by saying more and more of the beliefs that you do have the money, you do have the requirement, you do have the ability, instead of the opposite, you start building a new belief system. When you start believing in a new belief system, the old belief system starts to be torn down. It's actually been proven and shown that your mind especially the subconscious, when it builds a belief system, it builds these neural pathways. And they're connected. They're physically connected. And every time you come up with something in life that you have to make a decision on, yes or no, it goes down this pathway and gives you the answer. So if the pathway is always in the, let's call it the negative, I don't deserve it, I don't have enough money, you know, I'll never afford this, it'll always go down and then it'll cause you to not go for that goal. It'll cause you to fail getting that new car or the thing that you want. So what you have to do is you have to build a new neural pathway, a new physical connection. And you do this by setting up a list of just the opposite of each one of those beliefs. I don't deserve it. I do deserve it. I don't have enough money. I do have enough money. And you start repeating to yourself several times a day, morning, during the day, in the evening, all the things that are the new beliefs that you're putting in place. When you start doing that, the brain starts breaking down the old neural pathway and builds up the new one. Because your subconscious is there to serve you. It's there for putting into place those tools that you can use to generate a new life, to help you build your new life. So it's time that you started driving your life in the direction you want it to go. You want it to go for that goal. You get behind the driver's seat. Take that 11-year-old away from the driver's seat. Put him in the back with seat belt on, and you sit down there and you drive down that road, the road being the new belief system that you have, toward that goal, and you will get it. I'll give you another example that happened to me. While I was going to school, I was taking engineering courses. Now, these courses are really tough. They have a lot of math in them, right? And well, math and I, we didn't get along very well. So engineering degrees require certain courses that you take. And each one of these have a lot of math in it. Some of them are what you call electives. You can decide whether you want to take them or not, depending on your interest. Well, some of them are required. You have to take this one or that one in order to get your degree. So, came across this class that you had to take. It was required. Now, I knew several friends of mine that were engineers as well, and they've taken this class before, and they failed. They said, oh man, this is the toughest one I ever did. Oh man, you're going to really have to study hard, and this is going to be really tough. So I was really, you know, kind of afraid of it. I started taking this class, and I decided they were right. It was a pretty tough class. But one day, I said, you know what? I have nothing to lose if I start believing just the opposite. In other words, I started believing I love this class. I started believing I enjoy this class. I started believing I can't wait to do the homework. So I started going to the class every time I sat in the front row, every time I asked more questions. When I did the homework, I did it 2 or 3 times. I went through every page in the text. I looked at all the formulas. Pretty soon, I got so excited about it in my head, I found mistakes in that book. I found some formulas that were not correct. I pointed these out to the professor. I said, look at this. You know, this is wrong, that's wrong, and here's the way it should be. I got so involved in this and believed so much in my mind that I really love it. I was going to be an expert. I am an expert. That I got the top grade in that course. I got an A+. I maxed it out. Now, this was a class that initially I told myself I didn't deserve it. I told myself I was no good. I told myself I don't know this math. And I started listing down and writing down and saying to my head, I love this class. I know this math. I enjoy this. I look forward to it all the time. And my brain didn't know the difference. It started building the new neural paths. It started believing in everything I was saying. And I aced that class. I only had to take it once, thank goodness. So I got through it. And that's exactly what I'm telling you, you can do. You can do this too. The subconscious has no idea of right or wrong. It just does what you tell it. It doesn't understand if this is correct or that's correct. You have to tell it it's that way. So if you're always telling yourself, oh, I can't do this, Why not tell yourself, I can do this? I mean, either way, your subconscious is going to help you. Either way, it's going to do what you tell it. So why not do it and tell it what you want? Why not start setting down those things that you can say, I have the confidence, I have the money, I can do this. This has been noticed, by the way, not only by people who do training and people who have experiences like I have, but this has been known by athletes, military training, musicians. There was an athlete, for example, that broke the 4-minute mile. He did what no other human on the planet had done. And when he had accomplished this, people interviewed him and asked him, how did you do this? I mean, nobody else is as fast as you. And he said simply, I believed I could do it. I visioned in my head accomplishing it. I visioned running and crossing that line in 4 minutes or less. And he practiced it every day. He dreamed it every day. He saw it in his mind every day. Well, since that time, coaches and so forth have been teaching their teams, look, I know we're in training here, but I want you guys to start believing and thinking and dreaming that you hit that baseball, that you got the home run, that you caught that football and ran across the goal line. Start thinking and believing and feeling that you actually did it, because then your mind knows no difference. Your mind will say, oh yeah, I'm familiar with that, and I've done this before, no problem. It's really interesting, but it does work. So, okay, now you know how to give yourself encouragement, how to make a belief system new, how to get to that goal. But isn't there more to it than that? Isn't there other things I need to do? I mean, after all, yes, you can say all these encouraging things, but when it comes right down to it, what am I going to do? All right, this is the other thing that your mind does. If you know what you want, like a new car, for example, the next thing your brain starts saying is, okay, how are you going to get it? Where are you going to get it? Who is going to like it? Why do you want it? When are you going to get it? Well, as soon as you know what, the brain starts asking all these other questions. The next step, it says, how? And that's where most people get hung up, because they start working on the how way too early in this process. You actually have to start giving your conscious or subconscious evidence that it's accomplishable. And so what you do is you stop asking yourself how. You go from the what, I want a new car, and you go down to the why. Why do I want a new car? And you write down 50, 60, 100 times different things as to why you want that car. I want that car so I can feel good. I want that car so I can smell the new car smell. I want that car so I can drive my girlfriend around or my boyfriend around. I want that car so I have reliable transportation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you write all of these things down as to why. Then the next thing you write down is to, well, when am I going to get that? Well, I want to get it in the next couple of months. And then you write down, where am I going to get that? Well, I'm going to go down to Joe's car dealership down there. And then you ask yourself, well, who's going to benefit from me having that car? I will. I'll like it. My spouse will love it. My girlfriend will like it. My boyfriend will like it. My kids will like it. So you start writing these things down. Now your mind sees this list of who, where, when, what, why. All of those things are answered. And it's a bunch of evidence that tells your brain, start working on the how. That will be almost automatic. You will get evidence coming to your, flooding your brain as to how to accomplish this. Okay? It does happen that way. It works that way. It gets around the immediate stop at the front and starts building evidence to your subconscious of all of the things that you have, that you need, that you want, that's who, where, when, what. and that will build the evidence for the how. So, maybe you have several goals. Now you have your belief system set up to accomplish those goals. Now you have your list of strong evidence on how to accomplish those goals. So, next thing you need to do is get organized. This is where the second part of this training comes in. This is the process where all successful people use some kind of a routine or a system, okay? So they accomplish their goals consistently. And that involves, a lot of times, managing your time. And you're managing your time by, let's say you have several goals you want to accomplish. So you prioritize them. You find out, okay, here is a bunch of goals. So you list them down. Okay, here's the long-term goal. I want to get that maybe in a couple of years, like a degree. Or here's a short-term goal. I would like a new car in the next 3 or 4 months. So long-term is a year or more. Short-term is a day, a week, or month away. So it's not too far away, okay? So once you've prioritized these goals in terms of short and long-term, then you have to figure out, well, if I accomplish this goal, should I do this one first or this one next? The way you look at that is by kind of like the amount of time or the importance of, if you don't accomplish that goal, what happens? Who does it impact? Or if I can get somebody else to do this, maybe that's the way to do it. Or, you know, do I have to do this first? Because if I don't do this first, that one won't happen. So you organize your goals this way. Now you have your goals all set up. Next thing you do is you got to set out your calendar. And your calendar is very important, because in your calendar, the first thing you want to do has nothing to do with your goal setting or anything like a mindset. What it is you sit down on your goal the time that you want to spend with your family, the time you want to spend on exercising, the time you want to spend on vacation, the time you want to spend on playing with your kids or going on a date. Set those things down. Put those in the calendar first. This is what's called the balance of life. It's what's called making a rich life, because you do not want to be over stressed on one thing or another. You want to balance it all out without neglecting what's important in your life. So families, relationships, things for you, your personal development, whether it's physical, financial, or mental. Put those down in there first, what you're going to do on each day or when you're going to do it during the week. Now, the time that's left over is where you fill in accomplishing these goals. Now, with goals, of course, you have to-do lists, right? In order to get this goal, I have to do this, this, and this, and this. Well, I'll tell you, I've always had trouble with that, and I'm sure most of you have too. I'd start writing down this long list of steps, all the things I have to do to get this particular goal. And then I'd start working on it. And I'd get step one done or step two done, and then I realized, oh, wait a minute, there's 3 or 4 more I have to put down. And then I'd put them down at the bottom of the list. Well, what happened after a while is this list kept getting longer and longer and longer, and I never seemed to be able to finish it. I got really frustrated. I mean, I tried to do things like getting pieces of paper that had the little check marks next to it, little boxes. You know, you write down on your to-do list piece of paper all these steps, and you have a little box next to it. I got that one, so you check it off. Oh, I got this one, you check it off. That never seemed to do anything for me. After a while, I had so many pieces of paper with my to-do list, it just was overwhelming. And I ended up just each day going and saying, okay, well, I'll do this. Okay, I'll do that after lunch. And I was kind of off the top of my head. So it was kind of random, and it really made it difficult to accomplish goals. What you do to overcome this, you try these 7 steps on your to-do list. First, yes, you write down a list of steps and you figure out which ones you have to do first. Because some steps, for example, if you have to get the materials before you build something, obviously you have to go find out what materials are, where they are, how much do they cost, when can I get them. So some things have to be done before others. That's true. So you make sure you put down your steps in the order that they need to be done. All right, you set that down, and you get to your workspace, a place that you're actually working on something. First step is get focused, okay? What that means is you clear your mind of all worries or other steps or other things you're going to do, and you focus on that one first step. And you visualize accomplishing that step. You think about, oh, man, that's going to feel so good when I get that done. And you visualize it being completed and out of your way. The next thing you do, step two, is make sure you cut through all the other stuff, all the clutter that's on your desk. You sweep it out of your way. You don't want other things distracting you. You only put on your desk or your work area the thing that's relating to the task or the step you're doing right now. And you don't do anything else. You keep focused on that. Step three, you stick to your priorities. You realize that this step is going to take you some time. So you make sure you set enough time to have that done. If you have two priorities at the same time, decide right now if you're going to take one of those and delegate it to somebody else, or the time that you've allotted to get this done, you split between the two steps. So maybe one of them, like I said, you can accomplish through somebody else. Step number four, don't get interrupted. Don't take any phone calls. Forward your phone to voicemail. Don't respond to any emails or any texts that come in. Don't take any visitors unless they're directly related to the task you're working on. And if any non-essential meetings come up, reschedule them to a later time. Realize that you're focusing on this step and only this step. You're thinking about this step and only this step. You're working on this step and nothing else. You're not going to let anything get in the way. All right. So now you're going to do it. Dedicate the time you need to get that task done, at least 2 hours. Don't let your head game deter you. Sit in your seat. Get that 11-year-old out of that driver's seat. You sit in that driver's seat. You are your parent now. So set your bottom down and you drive that car to get that step done. So you go through that step. You get that list that you wrote down, physically writing it down. You have it on your wall or someplace where you physically can see it, and you cross it off. You mark a line through it, and you see yourself marking a line through it. And you give yourself a high five for doing that. You reward yourself. Get yourself another cup of coffee. Get yourself a piece of candy. Something that rewards you for doing that. And looking at that list and realizing you're a step closer to accomplishing your goal. Step seven, repeat the process on the next step. Go through these seven steps, you will accomplish everything on that to-do list. You will get to your goal. You will accomplish it. Because now you have a system. Two parts. The first part is getting your mind set correctly. Get all the belief systems that are deterring you changed. Getting your mind focused on what you want to do. Organizing your goals. Prioritize the right ones to be done first. The ones that will have the highest impact to you accomplishing your project. And then you go through the seven-step process on the to-do list for those goals. This is a process that people have used on one part or the other. I put both of them together for you so you can see how important it is to get your mindset first, which is 90% of the process. And then the remaining 10% is just the hard work. You know a guy named George Lucas? I remember him. Maybe you do too. George Lucas had a dream. He visualized sci-fi movie he wanted to make. He thought about it and thought about it and dreamed about it. It's a goal that he had in his mind. And he didn't find too many people interested at the time in the movie industry to be able to make this sci-fi movie. But he did get some other guy interested. Steven Spielberg, I think, was his name. And both these guys worked on this, and they believed in it. They wrote down their to-do list, their goals. They had a vision board where they visualized each step in the movie, and they could see the actors doing this and the actors doing that. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. Even the actors, when they first got hired, they weren't sure this is going to work or not, but they did their job. However, over time, with George and Steven talking to them every day about, okay, let's do this, guys. Everybody's going to love it. It's going to go great. And they could visualize each thing that they had to do with their, what they call their storyboards. Pretty soon, everybody in that set, everybody, all the actors and the people working on the set, started believing as strongly as George and Steve did. Well, you know what? The rest is history. This sci-fi movie was the largest grossing revenue for a sci-fi movie of all time. You and I know it as Star Wars. So if George can do it, you can do it. Just use this process I taught you, the two-step process, and you will accomplish your goals. You will be getting it done. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.